Today I want to share a message which is titled "Be Thou an Example of the Believers." Be Thou an Example of the Believers. I will admonish you to write, put down scriptures and take notes. It will help you, because God is coming for the church without spot, without wrinkle. So there's no flimsy excuses on that day. Flimsy excuses. So if you have some excuses that day, you have yourself to be blamed. So get yourself ready for the coming of the Lord. The days of playing religion are over. Be the best you can be for the Lord. Amen? Amen. If you are playing religion, you are just wasting your time. Some people can be in the church and end up in the hell. Don't be among those people. Be among those who will go for translation, rapture. Amen? Amen. What will qualify you to go for rapture? The fruit of the Spirit. That is a qualification. Some say Godhead. No, no, it's not Godhead. The devil believes there's one God and he trembles. Is the devil going for rapture? No. So it's the fruit of the Spirit. That is what in the book of life too. It's about the conduct and the character of God. Do you have the conduct? Do you have the character of God? Hallelujah. I'm not here to speak for any pastor. I'm here to speak for God. Amen. When I go anywhere to preach, I don't preach for money. I preach the truth, because I don't want God to require your blood from me. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. And I'm preaching as an evangelist this morning. I'm preaching as a pastor. I will teach the Bible. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I remember in Luke chapter 13, verse 23 to 30, someone asked the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Are there few that will be saved?" And Jesus Christ said, "Strive to enter at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, we seek to enter and shall not be able, because of cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, and other things will stop them from entering." So don't be among that class. And that scripture is Luke 16:16. "The law and the prophet were unto John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it." Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl presseth into it. You have to press to enter. Because the enemy, your opponent, will stop you. So, but you have already made up your mind, make sure you enter. Hallelujah. Now let's go to the message proper. This is 1 Timothy chapter 4. I gave this teaching in the house fellowship some years back, if some of you can remember. Brother James was there that day, and it was heard in over there in Chandler. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? Please take down your notes and scriptures. It will help you. And before I begin, I want you to go to YouTube and check this woman's testimony. Evangelist Margaret Amore, Back from Heaven. That is the title, Back from Heaven. You go there, because I don't want to relate what she her experience, what God said to her, how she would have ended up in hell because of what she was doing as a woman of God. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4. We'll take my reading right from verse 12 through 16. "Let no man despise a youth. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands, or the presbytery. Meditate on these things, and give thyself wholly to them, that thy profit may appear to all. take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine or the teachings, continuing them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this moment. Thank you for, I know you are here and your host of angels are here. Father, speak to us. Lord, let not Augustine or Austin speak. You be the one that will talk to your people. Father, I ask, O Lord, that your word will be fire. It will be hammer. Lord, let it cut anything that is not of thee out of our lives. Lord, let it uproot anything that the enemy sneaked into our lives. And plant your nature, Lord, into us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So Paul was admonishing Timothy, let no man despise thy youth. We started very young. There were a lot of things going on at that time. I'm not going to go into that one. But you have to know who you are. Your gift will make room for you. Hallelujah. Let no man despise thy youth. Anywhere you go, you have an opportunity to speak. Speak as an oracle of God. Don't be afraid of people or faces. I remember when I used to go to the jail. I didn't know there were lawyers, there were doctors, all of them in the tent city. They listened to me. And when I started working in a company called Transstar, the manager asked, he spoke to me, said, I know you. He didn't tell me because said I would not reveal the secret to others. He was in the jail for drunk driving. He said, I know you, Augustine. It was there. Hallelujah. So I speak the word of God, not for myself, to the glory of God, because God gave me the opportunity to speak to people. But now here he says, be an example of the believers. Let me ask you this morning, are you an example of the believer? Or what kind of example are you? Or to your children? Because your children are watching you. You are an example to them, whether you like it or not. Because if you are prayerful, it's going to rub off on them. If you are a gossiper, it's going to rub off on them. If you are the one who still drink beer, alcohol, it's going to rub off on them. Because that is the example they are seeing from their daddy or mommy. No, be an example of the believers. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, we have different types of examples. The makeup believers. Makeup believers. There's what we call makeup believers and unbelieving believers. They say they are believers, but they don't really believe. And the other one is the believers, the third one. Now let's try and look at some of the believers in the Bible. Let me read a scripture here. This is Philippians chapter 3, verse 17. Philippians 3, 17. We'll read it to verse 20. Brethren, be followers together of me. Mark them which work so as ye have us for an example. See, I'm an example to my children. My wife, she's an example to our children. I'm an example to her too. So we should be an example to our children. Even where you are walking, you should be an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often, now tell even weeping, for they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation or conduct is in the heavens, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard that our brother Julius shared some things with you. See, we have so many kind of ministers in Nigeria, in West Africa, because they want to populate their congregation, they now live on human flesh. If you don't know it now. Let me give you one testimony. There's a sister worshiping James Oyeyemi's church. Those people who believe in Franklin Hall to salvation. She boarded a taxi one day in the evening, an Auchi Road, and the driver stopped. He said, please, enter that taxi. And she came out from this cab and entered another one. He said, when she entered, they sprayed something on her. That was the last thing she remembered. By the time she was coming to herself, she saw them slaughtering human beings, cutting them, bagging them. So they came to her and I pulled her from the car and she shouted, Jesus, I said, keep quiet. Then a man came with a jeep, because that is what is popular in Nigeria. And he said, Pastor has come. Pastor, now your own be that. That is your own. When the pastor looked at the girl, he said, no. Can't you see the light on her face? No, that I can't. No, that is your own. Do you know what so-called pastor did? Carried her and dumped her somewhere. And that is where somebody rescued her. She now testified in the church how God delivered her. See, that is just one. But that is not my message today. To tell you, there are some examples you can follow. There are some you cannot follow at all. We have so many examples, good examples. Watch people. He said, by their fruits, you shall know them. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let me give you another example, scripture quickly. Titus chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. Hallelujah. Now, he said, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing of corruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. That is a good example. When I start tabulating it, you'll be able to see what the Lord is driving at. God wants us to be an example everywhere, anytime. Hallelujah. To save time, because I love keeping to time, let me read one more scripture. This is Philippians 4, verse 9. Apostle Paul was an example. Peter was an example. James was an example. Jesus Christ was the ultimate example to all believers that cannot fail. Some people want to be like Benny Hinn. Let me tell you, Benny Hinn is not God's standard. Some people want to be like Joyce Meyer. Joyce Meyer is not God's standard. Some people want to be like Mary Hickey. There's a good example in her life. I love that woman. Bold evangelist. But she's still not God's standard. God's standard is Jesus. Hallelujah. Emulate Jesus. Follow Jesus. Copy his example. Be ye followers of this kind of example. If you follow Jesus Christ, you will not miss the mark. Hallelujah. Some people come to church, they want to be a copycat of one sister or that or one brother. No. If God will show you the skeleton in the cupboard, you will not want to even go close. So that is why it's good to follow Jesus. Be you followers of me as I am of God. That's what Paul said. I can boldly say about that one, because I know people are watching me. Let me give you one testimony. There was a lady who was converted during the preaching in the jail in the tent city. Now, when she came home, after they released that, the stepfather said, no, you cannot stay here. Because last time, you You violated the rule and you went back to drugs. And those people who came out from drugs, when they are under pressure, they go back straight. So I told her, I said, no, you can't come and stay with us. My mother is dead. I said, but don't tempt me. Well, I'm not going to go to the stories of the things she tried to do. But she failed. Because she wanted me to come. Let me not go there. Do you know what she told me when she was working in the church as a secretary? Say, Pastor, I now know the difference of a religious person and a true Christian. He said, these people, they are religious. Do you know they are chasing me? Even her boss wants her to be her lesbian partner. Church. Are you still here? Because she tried me, I discovered she cannot succeed. Because I was not interested in her. I have a woman. We made a vow the day we got married, 1980. We are still one. Nobody in between us. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's run, go into the things Paul tabulated for us. He said, be thou an example of the believers in word. No, he's not talking about the Bible now. In word, the word you speak. If your word is not good, you are not good. Are you still here? If somebody cannot trust your word, something is wrong with you. Do you truly believe in Jesus? If you believe in Jesus, your word will be good. People will take you for your word. Before, in those days, before, the people don't even sign contract. They have a handshake. They know that business will be done. Today, it's not so. You have to get a lawyer to sign a contract so that the job will be done. In Nigeria, even if they sign contract. Praise the Lord. Now, we will not say because they behave like that. No. Let your yes be yes and let your no be no. I know of a friend, a bosom friend. We grew together. We were utter boys together in the Roman Catholic Church. That guy is so strict. After he left here, we went back home. Where he was walking, he discovered the way they were walking. No, that is not done. He said, no, I cannot walk here. He left. Because that guy is strict. You would think he's born again. He's just a Catholic guy. Okay. Let's look at the word in scripture in book of James 3:2. I believe you are following so far. Hallelujah. Amen. James chapter 2, verse, did I say 2? No, James chapter 3, verse 2. Reading the scriptures takes time too. If you find it, please just read it aloud. The whole body. Hallelujah. Do you see that? For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word you speak, the same is a perfect man. How reliable is your word to your children? Do you tell your child, and when I'm coming back, I will buy you biscuits. And when you are coming back, you will not bring nothing like biscuits. Your word is not good. See, that child will be taking note of that thing in his brain. Be serious with what you do with your children. What the example you are presenting in their presence is very, very serious. Now, as husband and wife, if you want to quarrel, go to your room and quarrel, not in the presence of your children, because they'll be watching. They are watching you. They are the book that they are reading. Hallelujah. It's not that we cannot quarrel. Myself, even till now, myself and my wife, we do quarrel sometimes. We resolve it quickly because if you don't repent or you don't resolve it, your prayer will not be answered. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me go to another one. It says, be thou an example of the believers in conversation.
That is an old English word. It means conduct. Be an example of the believers, the way you conduct your life, the way you comport yourself. Let it be an example. Anywhere you walk, anywhere you school, anywhere you go to, be an example. The other day, I went to Chick-fil-A. So the woman was giving me change. I said, excuse me, see how much you're giving to me. It's $1 is more. So you see, I'm sorry. So I gave her $1. You think you are getting rich by putting somebody else $1 in your pocket? No. Be an example anywhere, because the Lord is watching you. Your life is going to God's record all the time. Because I knew what I saw in those days, were how somebody would give a change, and the change was over, and they think it was prosperity. No, that is not prosperity. That is stealing. I remember I did a business one time supplying chemicals. Do you know what the Lord told me? He said, that is extortion. It was too much. How much I charged them. I have to repent. If I have the opportunity, I will return money back to them. Because those are the things that will hinder people from entering heaven. Because it's waiting for you. You think it's not? No, angels are recording what you are doing. Now let's read the scripture. Galatians chapter 1. Are you still here? Blessed be the name of the Lord. To make heaven is not easier. If you think it's easy, think twice. Think again. It's not easy. It's not cheap. Because the enemy is very crafty. He's doing a lot of things now to hinder Christians. Galatians chapter... did I say chapter 1? I'm sorry. That's chapter 3. Verse 1, 2, and 16. Okay, let me go to verse 2. This only would I learn of you. Perceive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of it? It's by hearing of it, but not by the works of the law. Let's go to verse 16. Now Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He seeth now. And to the seeds of many, but as of one, so thy seed, which is Christ. So what where I missed it now. I suppose to have read that one later. Galatians chapter 1 still stands. See verse 13. For ye have heard of my conversation or my conduct in time past, in Jewish religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and I wasted it. So you see that word, a conversation? He's talking about how he conducted his life, how he was zealous according to the law, killing Christians, jailing them. That was not a good example. But Paul repented when he met with Christ. So the same thing too. We turn from the bad to the good. We are now representative of Jesus Christ. We conduct our lives as examples to others. Let's see Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. That he put off concerning the former conversation. Here he says, put off. My old lifestyle, I put it off. And the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, we put it off. We put on the new man. Who is a new man? Jesus Christ. See that in verse 24. That you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So what we put off, we don't put it on. Like I put off my coat over there, though it's a jacket I need to wear always. Since it's over there, it's not on me because I put it off. That is the way God wants us to put off our old man, our sinful nature. All those lies, gossips, jealousies, we put them off. Why? Because it's of the devil. It's not the nature of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me leave that because there are a lot of scriptures I will have to read to explain about conversation for you. But let me go to the next one. He used the word charity. No, that is not what Paul was trying to say. He's talking about love. Translators, they use the word charity. Be an example of the believers in love. What kind of love? God kind of love. For God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You did not request for it. God did it on your behalf. That is that kind of love. There are some people that are difficult to love, but God wanted to love them. Hallelujah. I said there are some people that are difficult to love. Some of your neighbors too. You say good morning. They turn their face the other way. What do you do with that people? Did you pray that God kill them? Or you pray, oh God, have mercy upon this man. Deliver him. Give him a scaling dream that will lead him to Christ. That is good. That is love. Because there are neighbors that are difficult to, oh boy. Maybe you don't live with some neighbor. Can I give you some story? There was one neighbor in Benin City where my wife, we were staying in a room and a parlor. This man, I don't want to mention his name, might be late by now. Now we saw how he was oppressing the first wife, who was married to two wives. So we did not like what we were saying. We were trying to intervene for the senior one. That man came one day face to face. He said, you woman rapper. He was ready to fight. Because he saw me cooking. And I don't see anything wrong with cooking for my family. If you're a brother here, if you are lazy to cook for your family, something's wrong with you. I mean, some brother may not like that one. Yeah, I cook for my family. Before my wife will come from work, the food is ready. Hallelujah. Praise. I know sisters will like that. Buy a burger. Okay. Do you know what happened? He said, you woman rapper, face to face by my door. Do you know what I said? I respect people. I fear nobody. He just left. I don't know where that auction came from. There are some people that are difficult to love. But God said, love them. Pray for them. Pray for your enemies. Hallelujah. So what God is looking for is agape love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 and 7. 1 Corinthians. Okay. Love suffered long. Can your love suffer? It's supposed to suffer long. And it's kind. Some people do they help, but they are not kind in doing it. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. No pride in love. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. Take no evil. So when you are easily irritated, something is wrong with you. There's an evil spirit at work in you. So he said, it's not provoked. Agilote, easily irritated, is dangerous in running the race. Because the devil is looking for a way to operate through you. Through anger, it can succeed. Remember what Ephesians says, chapter 4. He said, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. He's looking for a place. Through anger, he can find a place. And he will sit down and to referee your fight.
God forbid it in our life, in Jesus' name.
So, we're supposed to live a life of love all the time. Make your life that type or the kind, the way the Lord Jesus Christ did it in the Bible. He said we can read it, study it, emulate the life of Jesus Christ. Love your enemies. Now, on that scripture you can look at is Romans chapter 13, verse 9. The Bible tells us in Romans as well, if your enemy is hungry, feed them. When they're thirsty, give them something to drink. He said, by doing that, you are heaping coals of fire upon their head. Romans 13, verse 9. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. Where am I? Okay. Pray for me. Romans 13, verse 9. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. If you truly love yourself, will you use razor blades and start cutting yourself? No. If you cannot steal your own clothes on the line, so you cannot steal somebody else's. If your neighbor is stealing your clothes from the line where you are, though we use a dryer over here, but I still use sun because it's cheaper, we save electricity. And you know your neighbor is the one who's stealing your clothes. What do you do? Do you call the police? No. Go to the store, buy more clothes, and get neighbor. I know you need some clothes. No? My brother, that is the last day he will steal from you. He will want to know you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Now, there are different kinds of love. That's what we call filial love. It's still good for our classmates, friends, relatives. But that is not the one God is requesting for or looking for. There's what you call conditional love. It's demonic. See, in the world, husband and wives, they use it to manipulate one another. If you don't go with me to that party, I'm not going to buy you that car. Huh?
Hallelujah.
No? And children, they use it to manipulate their parents. If you see some children, they start taking stuff. Mommy, I want this one. No, we can't buy that one. Start crying. And to keep the child quiet, you buy. No. You are not disciplining that child.
Hallelujah.
Do you know what turned my life around concerning training my children? Some of you will not know mommy. Mommy was from Jamaica. I was a teacher in AGTS in Benin City. He looked at me one day and said, Pastor, if you wait for your children to be 5 years old before you start disciplining them, it's already too late. That thing turned my life around. And Jubilee was 3 years old when I left for America. She's 27 or 28 on Wednesday. She didn't know much about me. But the first three, Odion, Akhiri, and Blessed John. I made sure I disciplined them. When I was away, their mama would say, I'm going to call your daddy. I said, no. But over here, if you see, if you pamper them, and I will go to jail and preach to them all. Yeah, remember me. I will give you my phone number. No, they are your children. You gave birth to them, not the government. Why will social security or a social worker come to your home and or they will not regulate how you can see your children? Something is wrong in that picture. Discipline them. Teach them the word of God. Before you discipline them, read the scripture to them. Children, obey your parents in the law, for this is right. Why? Because you want to save them from trouble. If you love them, you will train them. Let me hurry. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now see St. John chapter 3. Oh, I quoted that, the scriptures I wanted to read there. Okay, leave that alone. Let's go to another thing. So be thou an example of the believer in spirit. Because we are spiritual people. If you are truly born again, you're supposed to live a life of the spirit. Hallelujah. Because the Bible tells us in Gospel of John chapter 4, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, how will you worship this God that you don't see? Your money is involved. Your money is involved in worshiping God. God is trying your heart. Some people, they don't believe in tithing. Do you know that because of that, you are ending up in hell? What is 10%? I'm not preaching for money. I don't feel comfortable in talking to people about money. But it is the truth. God put you in a position to know how to manage the money. Hallelujah. Well, go to Romans chapter 8. Let's see something here. Remember in verse 1 of Romans 8, it said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk in the Spirit. Let's see. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Then let's see how to walk in the Spirit. Before I go to Galatians again, chapter 5, let's see what it says about how to walk in the Spirit. This is verse 5 of Romans 8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded or to be ruled or be dominated, directed by our flesh is dead. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be godly minded, be godly conscious, it will give you life. It will give you peace. Consider what the word of God says and act on that. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, there are things that are showing me concern in the body of Christ when it comes to our sisters, the way you dress. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 5, if a man lust after a woman, he has committed adultery with her right in his heart. It takes two to commit adultery. The way you present yourself and the man who was looking at you. Are you still with me? You like me so far? Is it true that we set you free? Hallelujah. A sister asked me one day, I won't mention her name. Say, brother, I know you're an African preacher, but what will you say about this one? I went to the church with my husband. Behold, the woman in the front, everything is out. Men, they have problem with their eyes. The moment they see, they are ready. Save us. Please help us. Hallelujah. Do you still like me? It is the truth. Jesus Christ said, if a man lost after a woman, so if you put on a dress, go to the mirror, ask yourself, or ask the Lord, Lord, is this one okay? The Lord will tell you whether it's okay or whether it's not okay. At times when you go to store to buy clothes, the Lord will tell you, no, bad. Yes, this one. See, ask God to lead you, ask God to help you, to direct you. Because you will not, you don't want to be in that position of sending somebody to hell. I ask you that question. You still like me now? Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. Now, see, let us see how to walk in the Spirit. Go to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Okay, Galatians chapter 5, see verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is joy. No, it's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. There is no condemnation. So if you walk in love, if you walk in joy, you walk in peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance, no condemnation for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. That is how to walk in the Spirit. To walk or walk in love, or walk in joy. That is how to walk in the Spirit. Now let's see. The next one is, be thou an example of the believer in faith. In faith. It's not talking about the faith, the race we are running. It's talking about the faith. Faith. Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by this faith, elders obtain a good report. By this sin, the Lord framed the word that we enjoy today by spoken word. What you believe in your heart will come out from your mouth. Hallelujah. So faith is taking the word of God as it is. Take God's word for God. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. That he has said, he will make it good and he will bring it to pass. God is not a politician. And no, so many of us voted for Obama. Those things say he will do, did he do them? And now they are coming again. They are lying to us. Where will people learn? And they want to take you back to social justice or social whatsoever they call it. They said, this woman says she's progressive. It's the same thing she's still saying. What Obama is with, that's what he's going to do. What did not work in Cuba? They want you to work in there. No, it's not good. What did not work in Russia? They want you to work here. No, it's not going to work. You want to vote for them? You vote for them. They won't see my vote. Hallelujah. Now, faith. So God wants to be there an example of the believer in faith. Your faith, is he an example? Let's try to give some testimonies about people's faith. Because as a believer, your faith will challenge others. Then to be an example. Hallelujah. Now, let me give you one example. or maybe
several, if we have the time.
I know of a brother, I won't mention his name. Do you know when his dog was dying? He took it to the dog, to the vet. The vet said, there's nothing you can do. In Arizona, under the sun, you forget your dog that is pregnant. You don't die. Do you know what that brother did? He took the dog back and prayed. Animal. Pray for animal, your dog. The dog was revived. And the dog later gave back to puppies. Hallelujah. Now, let me ask you a question. What church do horses go to? John Wesley. The horse he was using in preaching. As he was going, the thing collapsed. Do you know what he did? He prayed over the horse, came back to life. That is kind of faith I want to copy. That is a good example. Hallelujah. Horses, they don't pray. Dogs, they don't pray. But your faith can do something. And when I'm praying for the sick, I don't let them to depend. I don't ask them for their faith. I want them to depend on my faith. Why? Because God put me there to heal the sick. One day I went to St. Joseph Hospital to see a sister who gave birth. Then there was another lady there. She said she has been having some problem for years. So I was about to pray for her. The other sister said, no, she's not a believer. That does not stop God from healing the unbelievers. Even that is what God uses in bringing people to the kingdom. When I pray for, the problem was solved right there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to the last one. He said, be thou an example of the believer in purity. See, God called you to holiness. Be ye holy, for I am holy. People don't want to hear holiness message. No, it's good for you. For God is holy, and he wants you to be holy. But it's not cheap. But let's see a scripture. This is Timothy. Timothy chapter 1. First Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. First Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. You have a question in your mind now. I'll give you an example. I heard this one from Sonia Adelaja. I was in the conference in Houston. He said there was a brother who was sick. He went to his own pastor. The pastor said, no, I'm not. The Lord said, I should not pray for you. So he went to another church, another pastor. Because he wanted members, now he started to pray for the young man. He didn't ask the Lord what was the problem. When your pastor refused to pray for you, which means there's something behind it. And that pastor prayed. Do you know that sickness not transferred from the brother to the pastor? The pastor died. It's scary, isn't it? That's why you should depend on the leading of the Spirit. You will know when to pray and not to pray. Amen? Because you don't want to be a partaker of some people's sins. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You guys are quiet now. I will encourage you to start praying for the sick. Amen? Hallelujah. Because it's a part of the race. I would love to share something with you about that one. Because we are going to a new site now. People will be coming. God wants you to minister to them. Hallelujah. He said, you will lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Did he say you will recover them? No. He said, they shall recover. God knows what is doing. Play your own part, and God will play his part. Amen. Don't be afraid. Your co-worker is sick.
pray. But if you have a question, a check in your spirit, don't pray. Amen. We need to be trained, or train our spirit to be sensitive to the things of God. So impurity. 1 John 3:3. Let me read that scripture quickly. 1 John 3:3. Because when I'm preaching at times, I'll be carried away to go further. I keep going. I keep going. This is 1 John 3:3. This is what it says here. Every man that had his hope in him purified himself even as he is pure. The hope to be like Jesus Christ. You will see him as he is on that day. Purify yourself. What will make you pure? The word of God. Eat it daily. Feed on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. As you continue doing that, God will begin to purge you, prune you, nourish you, build you up to be strong as a child of God. Amen. Now, let me read another scripture for you. This is 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11. Verse 2. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have exposed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. See, that is the position God has placed the ministers. To present you unadulterated to our Lord, our God. So, please, as you go to, you come to church, you hear the word of God, take it to heart. Meditate on it. Play it over and over again. Nourish yourself. As you do that, that thing will rub off on you. A time will come you can even preach the message word for word too. And you will carry anointing. Hallelujah. Now let's go back to where we started from. 1 Timothy chapter 4. See, there's something Paul told Timothy. The same thing he's saying to us. I'm rounding up now. Now this is what he says here. Verse 14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. Let me skip that. Go to 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. To how many? How many is all? All is all. Both in the church and outside the church. Your profiting will be seen. Then see verse 16. Take heed to yourself. What God is saying to you, he's saying to me, take heed to yourself, Brother Austin, take heed to yourself. And not to the doctrine, the teachings. What you are hearing from me is for me too. And continue in them. Keep practicing this word of God. For in doing this, thou shalt both save yourself and them who are hearing me. Hallelujah. Because if I preach sound doctrine and I do contrary, where do you think I'm going to? Going to hell. God is not a respecter of persons. If Moses missed the promised land because of his anger, do you think it will be easier for us? Because we have a lot of stuff that the grace we have was not available for them in those days. The blood of Jesus Christ was not available to them. But we have the blood of Jesus. We have the name of Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit. So we should take heed to the word we'll be hearing. See, gone are the days we used to want to preach mysteries so that people will know who is the best. No. It's about Jesus. Hallelujah. No mysteries. Why preaching mysteries when people are mystified? And they are confused. They don't even know where they are going to. We want to bring it down so that people will eat it and run with it. Because the Lord wants you to be like him. He's tired in weeping for that his church he died for. Lord is not happy. Let us make Jesus happy. Hallelujah. You still like me? It's not about church. It's about relationship. You and God. How intimate are you with him? Do you know this is the true story? A missionary went to Africa. He observed juju priest. And he looked at the juju. And he looked at the priest. They resemble. Do you know the more you eat the word of God and keep believing it, you will resemble Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Look unto him like a stargazer. Keep gazing and gazing and gazing in your mind and in your heart. Keep meditating on Jesus. And Jesus Christ will start visiting you. I'm sure Brother Pastor Francis shared with you about Brother Lawrence, that little book. You can read it. It's good. How he was meditating on Jesus Christ. When his mind will go away, it will bring it back. I'm sorry, Lord. And keep thinking about Jesus, thinking about Jesus, thinking about Jesus. A time came, the glory of God was upon him. And people will come to see his face shining and his washing dishes. Now, a sister asked me the other day, Brother, where is the manifestation of the sons of God? Now, it's here. It depends on you. How are you responding to the Lord Jesus? He's looking for somebody who will go for him. Will you go for Jesus? We are going to a new area. Go for Jesus. Don't be ashamed to share the good news. It is good news. People are hungry for the truth. They are tired of religion. Share the truth with them. And we help them. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I would love to pray for people today. Now, you are here. You know you are not born again. You want to be born again. Let me see your hand. To nobody. All right. Is anybody sick? And you want the Lord to heal you. Let me see your hand. Okay. Please come up quickly. Don't want to take much time doing that. If it's incurable, like even if you are married, you don't have a womb. Do you know God can give you a brand new one? I know of a lady who was coming to my fellowship. And her fallopian tube was damaged. Do you know God gave her a brand new one? There was a man in a rescue mission. God gave him a brand new heart. When the doctor mentioned, he said, it's like a 24-year-old man heart. God still have spare parts in heaven. Please come forward. We pray for you. Hallelujah. Now, as they come forward, we want to pray now. Thank you, Father. If there's any way the Lord ministered to you through the word you've heard today, I want you to thank him. If there's any area you need to make amendment, I want you to do it while you bow down your head. Lord, be merciful unto us. In any way we failed you, forgive us. Lord, restore us back. Restore us. Restore us. Take us back to that dimension you called us to. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.